At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear, backed by above-and-beyond expertise. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product.
Off the Ball's cash machine.
We've given away hundreds of thousands of euro across the Go Loud network of stations. For your chance to win, tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast weekdays from 7:30 on the Off the Ball app, and we'll give you the all-important cash amount.
Oh my God.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Optimum Nutrition. Proud sponsor of the Gaelic Players Association.
Now, we are delighted to welcome our next guest, Julianne Russell, to the programme. Julianne, quite the week that you've had. How are you?
Hi, thanks a million for having me. Yeah, it's been an absolute whirlwind, to be honest. Amazing kind of 10 days away with the Ireland team, and I couldn't have asked for a better camp.
And now you're back to work today.
The joys of it all. Yes, correct. I'm back working with Microsoft today.
How do you manage the just the cognitive dissonance of I scored against England and then against France, massive crowd down in Portcullis, and I'm ready to go.
I don't know. I'll let you know how I get on later today. I'll be speaking to customers, so hopefully they are interested in football.
Was this at any point part of the plan when you got back playing football with Galway, thinking, actually, you know what, I'm still playing quite well here and I have a lot of caps. I know what it takes. I could get back in. When did you begin to think it was a possibility?
To be honest, I wasn't thinking about it. My main focus was to just get back fit after having Rosie and get back playing with Galway United. And I've just been really enjoying my football and obviously been playing well, and I think the whole team has. And then when I got the phone call from Eileen Gleeson, it was a total shock, to be honest. But always an honour to play for your country, so I wasn't going to turn that down.
How did the phone call go? Like, what was she saying to you? Come in, we'll see how it goes? Or it's like, actually, I've been watching you and I think you can do a job for us.
I suppose first of all she was kind of asking, am I still interested in playing with Ireland, because obviously my life has totally changed with the birth of Rosie and whatnot. But as I mentioned, I couldn't turn that down. And then but she was saying that I've been playing well with Galway, and she thinks that I could do a job with the Ireland team.
It does help that Eileen Gleeson is somebody who has worked in the Irish system for so long, has worked with you in the past as well, and she had that information about you from working together at a couple of clubs in the past. So that relationship is obviously something really important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the fact that Eileen knew my previous history and I suppose my ability back then, and I suppose at the moment as well, and she's been keeping an eye on the League of Ireland. Obviously, she's attending games and whatnot, so she knows how I'm playing, but having that relationship definitely, I suppose, was beneficial for me, because she knew what I could give and how I could help the team.
It's one thing making the squad. It's another thing getting significant minutes, obviously, in the first game, and then being in from the start against France and a couple of nights ago as well. At what point during training or during the camp do you realise that you're going to be a big part of this?
I actually didn't. I didn't even think I'd make the match day squad, to be honest. So I was absolutely buzzing when that happened. And then when I was told to warm up against England, I nearly collapsed. But it was just like an absolute joy to know I was coming on. And then I suppose to get 45 minutes was incredible. And to get that goal then was just a dream come true. And I suppose I didn't even think that I would start against France, because the calibre within the Ireland team is amazing. So then to get that nod to start, it was incredible.
What do you think Eileen saw in you in training in the days leading up to the England game that she turned to you so soon?
I don't know. I suppose maybe my intensity in training, as you've probably seen in the game against France and England, I like to press and put the defence under pressure. And I suppose like no one likes that from a defending point of view. And I was turning balls over and that kind of thing. So she probably saw that bite and that eagerness. And maybe it's something that hasn't been in the previous game, so something different.
It possibly sums up the way Eileen Gleeson wants to approach a lot of games in the medium term, like yourself and Leanne Kiernan. It was particularly noticeable that the press in Páirc Uí Chaoimh the other day. Is that something that you talk about explicitly in the build-up, or is that just something that the two of you bring to your own game? And no matter what the instruction was from the manager, yourself and Leanne are always going to be people who press and try and turn the defenders over.
A bit of both, to be honest. I suppose when we went on in the second half against England, it was kind of just push up a bit more. And then I suppose they saw that what we were doing, so going into France, then it was like press them high. And we got Joy straight away. They were kind of making mistakes and turning the ball over. I suppose it's both a big, massive part in Leanne and I's game, and proved that it worked. So I suppose moving forward, obviously it depends on the opposition, but I think it will be something that Eileen will continue to do with press teams higher up the pitch.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
As somebody who'd been away from the squad for a period of time, you kind of came into this group without any of the recent experiences that they'd had, where there was this kind of mix. The campaign was amazing to get them to the top tier of European football, and then it's been really difficult because obviously you're playing against the best teams in the world. So a lot had been made of the fact that we hadn't scored. But there is a sliding doors moment here where you score with 25 seconds left of the 4 minutes of stoppage time at the end of the England game. And it changes the perception of the team, because all of a sudden we can suddenly be seeded for the playoffs. And then the team scores 3 goals against France. And I don't know, are you conscious of the fact that there is this kind of weird mood shift that happens in that moment of that first goal?
At the time I wasn't. Football is such big highs and such big lows. But like, I suppose when you're scoring goals, the team is automatically lifted. Obviously, we lost the game against England and no one wants to lose. But to get a goal against the reigning European champions was class. And I think there was a bit of a shift in the mood, and I suppose a bit of belief as well. So going into France, the girls believed that we could go and score. So I think that was definitely a big help.
And like, you are very experienced at this stage of your career, and you bring an outsider's view with all of the experience that you have as well at the same time. Are you conscious that there's a role for you to play as a leader in the group, even though you hadn't been a part of that specific group for the last year?
Yeah, I think so. Like, obviously I've played with a lot of those girls for years. And like, coming into the camp, I was nervous of how I'd integrate in, but like, the girls have been so welcoming. It was incredible. And then obviously the girls that I haven't played with were just a joy to play with and train with. So like, I felt like that I just slotted straight into place. And I suppose you could probably see that the way I was playing, I was just enjoying it. I was having fun and just love being on the pitch with the girls.
And is that also a change in your attitude as well? And that, like, this is a second chance that you didn't expect. And so therefore it's not that it's a free shot, because that kind of diminishes the level of commitment that you're going to give to it. But there's a radicalized freedom that you have.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose since having Rosie, my perspective has totally changed. And then to be given that opportunity to come back and play with Ireland, I'm just so grateful. And I'm just enjoying every moment. I might be in future camps, so I'm just literally just relishing it every moment as it comes to me.
We talked to Seamus Flanagan yesterday, who's won 5 All-Ireland medals with the Limerick Hurlers, and he talked about how this year the desire to enjoy every single moment was his overriding thing. And he also has 4 kids under 9, I think 3 kids under 18 months or something similar like that. So being a parent is something that you kind of have to fully embrace if you are going to have commitment to try and be an elite sports person and hold down a job.
Yeah, like I suppose every moment is special, because when I'm with her, all my focus is with her. And then I suppose when I'm training, I'm giving everything. But like, your perspective just totally changes when you have children. And like, she's my number one at the end of the day. And football, I'm just enjoying it and doing the best I can. And I'm just so happy that she can see me playing on the pitch. I suppose when she's older, to look back at all those photos and videos and whatnot, hopefully it'll inspire her to play or to do whatever she wants in life.
I have no doubt. Look, I know you got to go and get to work, but I do one last question. You've played in America, you've played in Australia, you've played in England. What's the level at the moment like in Ireland? Because it's obviously good enough that you can step up and play against France and play as brilliantly as you did. So can you give us your assessment of where the league in Ireland is right now?
Yeah, I think that it's definitely improved, obviously, since I first started years ago. The standard has improved, the quality, the talent. As you can see, a load of the girls are moving over to England and whatnot. I don't think it's there yet, but I think from what a lot of the clubs are doing, turning semi-pro, and obviously some of them are professional and getting paid, it's going in the right direction. And I do think there'll be a lot more players breaking into the senior team. But at the moment, it's not on par with the WSL or the Championship, but definitely improving.
And what can the FAI do? What can Football in Ireland do to try and accelerate the process? Because obviously it's a massive resource. And if we manage it properly, it'll continue to be a resource.
Yeah, definitely. Like at the end of the day, I think a lot of it comes back to money being pumped into the league and into the men's as well, to be honest. I think that's what needs to happen, and with better resources, better training facilities. And then I suppose given the opportunity to girls to just go all in football and not having to work and just training like twice a day and just being a true professional, that's going to raise the standard again.
Yeah, and hopefully we're on the verge of that. And it's the contact hours that the kids are getting at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. They're the kind of key years.
Exactly.
One last thing. Talk us through the goal. What happened?
Which one?
The France one.
Yeah, I saw Leanne kind of head it back to Dee, and we were saying when you get it, if there's space in the channels, hit it. And Leanne and I would run all day, and Denise kind of hit it over, and I just saw it and I was like, I'm getting this. And I got to the ball first, and I looked up and I saw the keeper kind of off her line, and I just kind of chopped back in, and I wasn't even thinking really, to be honest, and just struck out my left foot. And when I saw it go in, I nearly died. It was just such a surreal moment, and to have my family there watching was just incredible. And the fans in Cork were just unbelievable. Like, I think we need to play more games down there. The atmosphere was just class.
The touch was perfect, because it set it up perfectly for your left foot. But you're not left-footed.
No. I'm predominantly right. I played on the left for years, so I think all those trainings and games finally paid off, and I got the goal.
Yeah, it was a sensational finish, Julianne. Congratulations on, and it's an incredible story, but on the comeback, it's definitely one of the best comeback stories that we've seen in Irish sport in such a long time. So thanks a million, and we look forward to whatever's coming next.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers. That's Julianne Russell there. Scorer of 2 very, very important goals in Irish women's football history, it turns out. And also mum to one of the most famous babies in Irish sport at the moment.
Off the ball, breakfast.
With Optimum Nutrition, proud sponsor of the Gaelic Players Association.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-fits-all branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help you and your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code pod20 for 20% off your first product.